I wish you knew what I was thinking. I wish you knew that I could fix it for you. Wish you knew what I was thinking. I tried so hard, tried so hard. I know that I can change, change, change. I'll never lay the blame, blame, blame.
What is it that makes a Canadian? For Paulo Bergantin, the thing about Canada is we have people with origins from all around the world. Whether you're Indigenous, someone whose family has been here for generations, or just arriving, our unique stories and cultures make us Canadian. For these programs, we like to learn a little bit more about the members of U Multicultural, whether that's those working here as well as our board. But Paulo, why don't you just tell me a little bit about like your background in history?
It's kind of funny. I started off way when I was a young one as a musician. So I learned, of course, the traditional Portuguese instrument, which is accordion. I taught myself that, and from there I taught myself various other instrumentation. But over the years, I started to get a flavor for television and filming and doing all that kind of stuff. So that kind of took forefront into what I do today. But as I grew up, I mean, I played music, I played my accordion, but I slowly gravitated towards film and video. So from that, I just basically slowly progressed into an organization that I started called Lusocan TV, which is the Portuguese television here in Winnipeg. And it's just so happened that both Ty and myself were volunteers at Shaw. And one night when we were there for a volunteer evening, we kind of said to each other, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea to do something that we can provide to all ethnic communities? And that's where it was sparked. And Taya took it, moved it forward, and she moved with the idea of You Multicultural, created You Multicultural, brought various people in, and she brought all these people in to help her kind of grow the brand, which is where we are today. So for me, I'm actually quite proud to be where I am, and I'm very honored to have been asked to be the chairman here at the board. And, you know, I hope I can continue to be in this role for a long time to come.
Have you ever tried any Weird Al songs?
Have, yeah. Didn't work out too well.
So what sort of sparked that interest in getting behind the camera?
What ended up happening is over the years, before Ashley got heavily involved, there was this organization from Portugal called RTP. It's their biggest television station. At the time, was their biggest one there. And every time they would come to Winnipeg, they would always hit up the big players, but they kind of forgot the small people. There's we've got about 32, 34,000 Portuguese here in Winnipeg. And there's a lot of small businesses and a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of good things that people have done. And that's always been missed. And I said to myself, you know, Why is it they're missing all this? So I just figured, I think it's time to come up with an idea. And that's when we created Lusocan TV. And we started shooting ourselves and creating what we create today. We started with myself, one person, one camera. And of course, now we're at a point where we've got 15 volunteers, a camera crew, you know, various volunteers that help with camera editing, stage set, whatever it may be. But I want to give a voice to those who deserve it. And there's a lot of people within every community that deserves exposure. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found was missing. So I just decided it's time to do it.
Well, that's the really cool thing about You Multicultural and what you're doing as well, is giving the community a voice to just share about themselves, share about their culture, things that they feel important. With all the different projects that we do, like with the Indigenous projects, having them come in, they're so excited to share about their language, to share about their culture, because often minority communities get overlooked in media.
They definitely do. One of the things that I've noticed over the last several years is that Winnipeg is an ethnic city, and Canada's an ethnic country. So when I ask people this question, what is a true Canadian? Well, it doesn't mean that my parents were born in Victoria. My grandparents were born in BC. Yeah, that's great. That's great history. But I'm talking about way back. Like, my parents came from Portugal. My wife's parents came from Italy. If you really look back at your lineage, we all come from somewhere. That is really what makes up Canada. Canada, or a Canadian, is somebody who has roots someplace else in the globe. And to me, that's really interesting to know that, because you could be second generation, first generation, fifth generation Canadian, but at some point you do have roots elsewhere. And it's interesting to know about those roots, whether you come from Scotland, Ireland, whether you come from Portugal, Europe, whether you come from the United States, Mexico, South America, really doesn't matter. It's really interesting to know that I've got Salvadorian roots, or I've got Portuguese roots, or whatever it may be. And it's interesting to kind of dig and find out what that is. But furthermore, to find out, you know, that your great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents were in a folklore group back in Germany, or, you know, they were violinists back in the Soviet Union. Like, who knows? But it's interesting to dig into that. And what we're about here at U Multicultural is to provide a voice to every ethnic group that wants to have that voice for themselves heard, whether it be in terms of language, in terms of the food, in terms of their dancing, their culture, the way they live. There is so much more than just I'm Portuguese or I'm French. There's so much more to it. And when you start digging, there's so much there that is rich. And that's really what we're trying to do, is provide that availability to every culture that wants to be involved.
And it's so exciting when you get to sit down with someone and just, like we're doing right now, and learning about their history, their past, their culture. There's so many interesting things that you can learn from the stories of people, whether there's someone who's been here for a long time or people who are just coming over. The stories they can share are something that we can all learn from.
Thank you. When the crowd breaks down and there's no one around, I wanna be.
So in terms of media and the films that you're creating, what do you like to cover?
Yeah, Lusocan TV, we try to cover our Portuguese culture and heritage. There's a lot to the Portuguese culture. And the one thing that I've gotten back from a lot of the community, even a lot of the English people that know me and watch our show, they watch it because they love the music. They love the folklore dancing. They really love the fact that there's a lot of color in what we do. So I try to represent our community as a whole, and I try to make the world understand what our culture is all about, because it is about language. It is about food. Like, I don't know if you knew this, Ryan, but everybody knows what codfish is. So knowing what codfish is, are you aware that the Portuguese actually have a cookbook of 365 ways to cook cod every day of the year and never eat the same thing twice?
That's, wow.
Culturally, that's amazing. You know, so I found the book when I was in Portugal, and I started looking through the recipes, and, you know, my mouth started to water when I was reading through this book, thinking, oh my God, they actually do this or do that. So that's a very interesting point within our Portuguese culture. And that's just one simple little point. You know, we have...
I mean, that's something I would have never guessed.
You know, that is in itself, the food itself, just to know that that's one aspect is amazing. Now let's go to the folklore aspect. We've got regions of Portugal, and there's one region up in about mid to northern Portugal called Minho, where the women, when their husbands would leave to go fishing, their wives would wear a specific outfit. And those outfits actually have seven skirts. So you can count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And traditionally, they would wear that because they would wear that as long as they're out fishing. And when they come back, you know, they still have their seven skirts to receive their husbands. But it's a unique thing. It's a symbol for them, is what it is. Again, little things that a lot of people don't know. And I can keep digging and digging and digging and find different things that are just phenomenally incredible.
I mean, I would have never guessed about the fish thing. And like this, the dress thing is also super interesting. That's it. It's just those small things of a culture that unless you sit down and talk with someone, you'll never learn about. Of course, there's like the broad things that you can see within different cultures, but these intricacies within it are so fascinating. So for Lusocan TV and here at U Multicultural, what sort of things are you hoping to see grow and develop in the future?
Well, what I would love to see is I'd love to see the organization itself be a major platform for every culture. There are entities out there that do provide some programming for some cultures, but there is not one entity at all that can provide programming for all cultures. And we are here for that. We're here to provide them that ability and that opportunity if they want it. They really just have to reach out to us, and then we can have that discussion with them and then tailor something specific to them and their culture in terms of what they want to try to find. I think at this moment, we've probably got about 15, 18 different organizations that are part of U Multicultural right now. I'd like to grow that to a lot more, to be able to have the ability to do more podcasts in their language or do a podcast in English, but about their culture, to do a series about them, whether it's, you know, where they live or how they live or how they eat or their dance or their music or their language, as we're doing with the Indigenous Languages Program. So I think we here at U Multicultural have an open ability to do almost anything. It's just a matter of bringing that interest into people that want to get involved and would like to create something with us. And that is really what I'm trying to do is with the board and with Ty and with yourself and everybody else here, is to try to create that environment, a really good, positive environment, because as I said before, we all come from somewhere, you know, and it's quite interesting the way things happen. And I'll tell you a little quick story again about my parents and their immigration. So my parents immigrated about 65. Now, my dad had to go fight in the war that Portugal was in at the time. And my mom had immigrated with her mom and dad, or my grandparents, here to Canada already. My parents were not yet married. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the term being married by proxy.
Can't say I'm familiar.
So my dad was in the military,
in Portugal.
Yeah.
My mom was in Canada. So my mom got on the phone, had a stand-in for her here. My dad got on the phone, had a stand-in for my mom in Portugal, and had someone in between, priests at both ends, and they got married through the telephone. And that's how, you know, there. I saw a photograph of my mom and dad, but it was after they were already married.
Yeah.
But they couldn't physically get together to get married. So again, you know, my dad was in another country. My mom was here. And to hear that story is quite amazing because I don't think we can really relate to what they went through and what they've gone through. And that is a really interesting story for me because that's something I'm going to tell. You know, I've told my kids and I'm going to tell my grandkids when they come around. And I hope that they can continue that story down. So again, immigration. When they immigrated, they came here basically with nothing, like many other people have done the same thing, came with nothing, and they created a life, you know, to make a better life for myself and my sister and everybody else who came along. So when it comes to you multicultural, that's basically what we're doing, is where we started off as an idea, now we're an entity, and now we're growing, right? We're growing with more ethnic communities. As they become a part of what we're doing, we're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I hope that we can continue this forward.
And like we have such a solid group right now with like Zuhair, with the Muslim community here in Winnipeg, building up content around there. And then we have Yulia with the Ukrainian community. Yeah. And you know, with everything that's going on with the war, like the Ukrainian diaspora, I think Canada has the largest population outside of Ukraine now, if I remember that correctly.
So. I think that's correct. And it's amazing that you bring that up because with the Ukrainian community and the Muslim community, I mean, that in itself with Zuhair, I got to give him credit for an amazing job, and Yuli as well, and yourself as well, Ryan. You know, what you do here, you're doing a great job. And I just want that to continue, but I also want it to grow.
Of course.
So there's no reason why we can't have journalists that can cover different ethnicities because there's so much happening here in the city of Winnipeg.
Of course.
That we can have journalists consistently busy in creating amazing stories about everything that's going on. Because if we don't know what's going on, then the community doesn't really know the behind the stories. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and there's so much going on all the time. Like right now, we're in the middle, or I guess we're at the beginning of Asian Heritage Month kicking off. I just wrote a story about the Fascination Film Festival. And then you have like Red Dress Day to remember the missing and murdered Indigenous women here in Canada. So there's always so much. So having those different perspectives can help us cover even more that's happening. We're just human, right? We can't cover everything. We can't be aware of everything. But as you mentioned, continuing to expand, get more people in here, get our name out so people feel comfortable and excited to come here to share their stories. There is so much we can tell and cover that might normally fall through the cracks.
No, absolutely. I mean, when it boils down to who we are as people, we are all one people. That's a fact. We are all one people. And there's no reason why we can't work together to solve mutual problems. There's no reason why we can't get together to resolve conflict. I mean, we should be living in a world where there's a lot more growth as opposed to more hate. And we don't need a hateful globe. We really
could be
don't
the United Nations of media.
Absolutely, that's a great analogy. So here you're. Everybody's welcome, no matter what. Everybody's welcome. So I do invite other communities to reach out to us if they would love to be involved with what we're doing, and we would be more than happy to have them on board.
And we have an amazing radio studio that is being developed. We have an amazing like film studio that's being developed. So our ability to help tell the stories of the community is only going to get better and grow with time.
Absolutely. I agree. It's beautiful to see what's happening here. The executive director has done a great job in terms of picking a beautiful space, making everything work. And I give her 100% kudos to everything. Taya, thank you very much. Now it's a matter of just moving forward. Like you said, the radio booth here is beautiful. We've got the studio this beautiful for TV. It's just a matter of getting everything finalized, and we're ready to roll.
Just to kind of wrap things up, you mentioned two very interesting things about Portugal. the over 300 different recipes about cod and the 7 different skirts for women waiting for their husbands to return. What's one other thing about Portugal that people might not be aware of?
I'll share one thing right now. We're actually going back to Portugal in about 6 weeks. We're going to be heading back for a couple of weeks. My mom really wants to do a vacation with the family, so we're going. Where we're going specifically is to the Azores Islands. So you've got Portugal mainland, where Lisbon and that particular country is attached to the rest of Europe. Then you have the island of Madeira. It's halfway between Lisbon and the Azores Islands. And then you have 9 islands in the middle of the Atlantic called the Azores Islands. My parents are from the largest island, which is São Miguel. And on São Miguel, in the city of Ribeira Grande, as it's called, we're going to go visit what's called Ilhéu. What that is basically a big rock that's out in the ocean, but it's not a rock. It's actually the tip of a volcano. It's the eye of the volcano, of a volcano. And it's now a dead volcano, but they've created it where the ocean fills up the eye and you can bring a boat in there for the day. You can sit on the rocks, suntan, and you can swim in the Atlantic Ocean inside the eye of the volcano.
Whoa, that's really fun.
It's really cool. So we're definitely going to be doing that because that's something you can't miss. There's so much beauty to the islands that to me is one of the key aspects of São Miguel. And also, every island has something very unique. For example, São Miguel is known for its really, really sweet pineapples. Another island is known for its flowers. Another island is known for its cheese, and so on and so on. So if you look at the 9 different islands, there's something very unique to each island. And that is why the islands are so beautiful to be able to visit and be able to see. Of course, I'm going to be a little biased because my parents are from the one main island, but they're all equally beautiful. There is no difference in any of the islands. So if you ever have that opportunity, there's lots to learn, lots to see.
You should make a commercial for like Travel Portugal.
One day, perhaps.
Thank you so much, Paulo.
You're welcome, Ryan. Thank you for your time.
You're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. I'm Ryan Funk, and join me again next Tuesday for more of U Talk. Thanks for listening.
sunshine, stay inside. I know that anything can happen. I wake up every morning to the sky.
Hear that?